Moving on to the Saturday night NFL game, it's the Vikings and the Packers. Again, that game's on the NFL Network. The surprising Vikings, they had a great year thus far. Throttle Cincinnati 34-7 back in week 15. Currently the number two seed behind Philly. Packers, they got Aaron Rodgers back last week, but man, he had all kinds of rust, and it wasn't enough to pull the upset over Carolina. He looked rusty. There are no two ways about it. That good Aaron Rodgers flash, had three touchdowns, but he also threw three picks.
Yeah, his timing was off in Charlotte last Sunday. And look, the guy hasn't played since mid-October, and a lot of us look at him as Superman at the quarterback position, and definitely you and I have alluded to kind of called Green Bay a one-man team because they were. But even with Rodgers back, I don't think they're going to make it to the postseason. I think they have to win out, and then on top of that, they have to have three or four teams lose out. They're so far back. NFC South, very strong this year. They're going to have two or three teams in the playoffs.
Totally agree. The Panthers game was a must-win, and even with Aaron Rodgers, they just couldn't pull it off. And it's no surprise to me, Mike, that they went ahead and shut Rodgers down to prevent further injury to that collarbone because, listen, there was no reason for him to keep playing. Smart move by the Packers to put him on IR.
That's right, and I would have done the same thing. And, look, they're a big underdog to Minnesota anyway, and their chances of postseason play very slim. They don't want to get him injured again, and it'll also give Brett Hundley more snaps. Minnesota quarterback, their opponent, Case Keenum, he continues to light it up, Coach. Bridgewater has been off the IR for a couple of weeks now. He's available, but Keenum won't give up that starting role. He was 20 of 23 with two touchdowns last week, and Bridgewater did come in for mop-up duty. He was rusty. He threw only two passes, and one was picked off. It looks like they're going to go with Keenum the rest of the way.
Oh, there's no reason not to. I mean, he's playing so well. I mean, maybe if his play goes south, you may make the change. But why would you make a change? I mean, you go with the hot hand right now, and Case Keenum is the hot hand.
Oh, no question. And look, he looks comfortable like he was playing in a college back at Houston. So he looks like he's in his element. I think his teammates have confidence in him. When I take a look at this matchup, of course, this is a long storied series. The game is in Green Bay. Packers are 9-2-1 against the number the last 11 meetings at Lambeau Field. But this may be the best Viking team that's come in there in a decade. Vikings red hot against the point spread. They've covered 12 of their last 16 games, whether it's on the road or at home.
We'll get a chance to see how the Vikings do on the road in Lambeau on a cold Saturday night in Green Bay. We'll be right back. We'll take a look at a couple of Sunday NFL games on Inside the Numbers.